So this is what's happened, folks. The strategy has completely fallen apart. Russia, Iran, and Hezbollah are going to fight for their guy, and we're not going to do a damn thing to help the people who want to change Syria for the better by getting rid of the dictator in Damascus. Do you see a scenario, Secretary Carter, where we would fight to support an effort to take Assad down, that we would fight alongside of people who want to take Assad down in Syria? Is that remotely possible?
We are, our approach to removing Assad has been to...
Does it have a military component?
It is principally a political effort in Syria.
So the answer is no.
Our military effort...
Are we going to fight with people who want to take Assad down? Are we going to provide them military help?
Our train and equip program...
The answer is no.
Is
the answer is no.
Supportive of people
who
are fighting ISIL.
So let me just end this. If I'm Assad, this is a good day for me. Because the American government has just said, without saying it, that they're not going to fight to replace me. The Russians and the Iranians and Hezbollah, this is a really good day for them. Because their guy has no military credible threat. So, now you tell me what kind of deal we're going to get, folks. I'm sure we'll get a really good deal with this construct. So what you've done, gentlemen, along with the president, is you've turned Syria over to Russia and Iran. You've told the people in Syria who've died by the hundreds of thousands, we're more worried about a political settlement than we are about what follows. All I can say, this is a sad day for America, and the region will pay hell for this because the Arabs are not going to accept this. The people in Syria are not going to accept this. This is a half-assed strategy at best.